After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. It is Haberman and Middlecoff. That is John Middlecoff. I'm Guy Haberman. It's great to see you. If you are watching live on YouTube, great. If you're watching not live on YouTube, great. Either way, hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that very much. Hit that little bell so you know when we're going live. Podcast.
This is podcast. Ran into a podcast listener yesterday. He actually had DM'd me. He's here for work and was like, "Where should I play golf?" And I was walking in like a shopping center area to meet a contractor to lead him into a home to get an enormous bid that makes you want to puke in your mouth. And all of a sudden I hear, John, and I look, and it's Paul, who is from Santa Cruz, who has been a listener of the show, I think, back since the radio days. Pretty sure he's an A's fan, so tough times. I think 12-50, is that their record right now? It's not great.
Last check, they had 12 wins. Yeah.
So Paul, listener of the show, ran into him yesterday. Business is booming.
What's he's he doing? Good. What kind of business is he in?
He's in the diaper business.
Okay.
And my first reaction is that's probably a fucking incredible business. It, you know, anything revolving around young kids is just a cash cow. But diapers, yeah. It's you cannot have a kid and not use the product, right?
And you can't be a human and not go through the period of time when you needed the product.
You know, like when you meet someone's like, "What do you do?" "I sell socks." Then you're like, "Well, every single human alive wears socks." Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
At any given time, there are 9 billion people. There are 17 billion pairs of feet out there.
What are business are you? Oh, I sell soap. You're like, "Well, I have like 7 things of soap just in a little office."
Yep. It's always like those Pennzoil or Shell gasoline ads. They're like, "Gasoline is in everything you touch." Exactly. It's in plastic. It's in coffee. It's in computers.
Yeah, sir. Just mentioned. Yeah, it is. Gasoline is everywhere.
Gasoline is in the PGA. In for like 50 bill or more.
Do you think Chevron will create a club?
Why not?
Yeah, it should.
If you're listening to the podcast like our buddy Paul, shout out to Paul. Thanks. Hit us with a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. By the way, before we get to Kyle Shanahan and maybe some live golf, Somebody hit me today. They said they're having trouble with Spotify. Several months ago, the Spotify stream had to get split and reposted. So if you subscribed a long time ago on Spotify and you're not seeing new episodes, the move is to search for Haberman and Middlecoff on Spotify, research, even if you're subbed, and subscribe to that one, or just unsubscribe and resubscribe. That should fix the issue. But if not, let us know and the technical team will be on that. But anyway, podcast is down in the description of the YouTube. YouTube is in the description of the podcast.
Spotify slowly but surely gaining some market share.
I saw they're laying off 2% of their workforce today or something like that. But
yeah, I mean, it's
par for the course. Yeah. As Dave Moynihan would say.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of tech companies, you know, it's like a lot of fat getting trimmed.
Yeah. Kyle Shanahan spoke today. The Niners will practice again on Wednesday. And Kyle said today that Trey Lance will get most of the first team reps. I will be out there Wednesday as long as everything goes well with the two of my first five fillings that I'm getting today, John. Embarrassing day for the Haberman family.
You have five fillings?
We will survive. It's no tartar. I don't understand it, but.
That means you have five cavities.
That's correct. That is what that means.
Yeah. Are you in pain or did
I'm not? Thank God. I guess by the time you're in pain, it's too late. But here we are.
We got to do too much sugar.
No, I don't know. No one can figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, so I'll be out there on Wednesday and we'll report back on that. But a lot going on with the Brock Purdy. Brock's not out there with the Niners, but the Mayoko report, he reported he's on track. And then Kyle was asked about it today and. What do you say? He's throwing three times a week and he's right on pace. So
I think they're clearly pretty confident that he's going to be okay. Because the moment Mayoko, who is just an old school journo, but he's also, you know, works for a company that's partners with the 49ers. And it's, you know, I'm not trying to source guess my guy Matt, but, you know, it's pretty clear where, you know, he's friends with everybody in the organization that matters, right? Yeah, I think pretty sure he's got a weekly interview with Kyle, him and John, Jed, Brock. Like, these guys are all pretty close. And, you know, Kyle publicly is, I'd say he's pretty mum, just in a Kyle way of like, we could all die tomorrow, only God knows. Like, that's just kind of his MO in a, he's light, more lighthearted about stuff than like Belichick, but he's closer to the Belichickian vibe of not going to be like, oh yeah, we feel very confident, right? He's got the football coach. But I think all signs point to Brock Purdy starting week one, as we sit here June 6th. Now it's July, I mean, yeah, 2 months away, right? You get basically a month off, then a month of training camp. I mean, week one isn't, I guess, a little longer than that, but that far away, right? 60, 70 days, right? I guess a little more. My math could be a little off. But, yeah, I think they think he's going to be the week one starter, which was definitely in question, right, when he got injured. And then the question about the injury and then even the surgery was like, well, we don't know until he throws. And he's throwing. And if someone DM'd me, he's throwing a Nerf ball. And then I said that on the podcast. And then Kyle's like, yeah, he's throwing footballs. I'm like, I got to stop leaving my information to fucking DMers and just go with what I know. He's throwing footballs, not Nerf balls or tennis balls or, you know, wiffle balls. Dude's throwing footballs. Not for anyone to see, though, right? I would say they're somewhat strategic with that.
Not giving him the backfield Garoppolo treatment.
Yeah, do you expect to go there tomorrow and see him slinging around to a guy that looks like me and you, like Jimmy?
No, I do not.
It was always very bizarre because the team literally had to walk by Jimmy. Mike Shanahan would just randomly be like hitting Jimmy on the butt, watching him like, keep those feet moving. It was just, that might never be duplicated again. Now, it wasn't ultimately that weird because Jimmy returned, like he was just a member of the team. So if Jimmy was on the team, that wouldn't have been weird where he was throwing, right?
I don't know. I think because when you remember, John, he was throwing during open parts of camp. So there's bleachers and he's throwing behind the bleachers, which traditionally anything that happens behind the bleachers is illicit activity, right?
Mickey Mantle.
Bleachers. Mickey Mantle, smoking at high school, all that kind of stuff, usually behind or under the bleachers. Generally things that, you know, are good don't happen behind the bleachers. Jimmy was behind the bleachers. It was like, but you guys can't, no one could shoot video of him. But there's a bunch of fans there. You can't stop the fans from shooting video of them. So there'd be all this fan video of Jimmy Garoppolo. And you, at the time, your mind was on the ground. Like, your mind was blown. And how you and Kawakami, I remember both, were just like, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And I don't think it's less bizarre in hindsight because he played. I think it's as bizarre or more bizarre that he turned out to be their quarterback.
Where else, I guess logistically, if John Lynch was like, where else could he throw? We're using the fields. It's the only field available. I guess he could throw in the stadium where no one is.
Yeah, there's correct? Really no reason. There's nowhere else for him to throw. You're right.
That little soccer MLS, I think, team right across the street. You know, that where we kind of park and walk by, there's like those soccer fields. I don't know.
I think those are like AYSO Santa Clara soccer fields.
Yeah, wouldn't you guess Jed's got a key over there if they really needed it? Could get those open?
But to your point, like, why, right? Why not just have him on that field? It was just bizarre. You can't change the reality that it was bizarre. And, you know, I was thinking about that today because, like you said, Kyle has always said anybody can be traded, including me or John. And even if you think that he's being a little bit over the top with that, which, of course, he is, I think the Garoppolo situation last year, we should at least be aware of how that situation played out as it relates to Trey Lance. Last year, we're about like 120 days from the NFL opener, give or take.
Math was off, yeah. Missed a month.
Because I know we're 80 days from the college football season starting, which is...
Notre Dame, Navy, right?
Ireland? Are they in Ireland, I think?
Yeah, last year it was Nebraska, Northwestern.
Hell of a game. Nebraska Incredible. Was on its way after that game.
Yeah.
What was Northwestern?
No, I think Northwestern beat them, remember?
Northwestern won the game, but they both turned out to have terrible seasons.
I'm pretty sure Northwestern didn't win another game the rest of the season.
They did not. But so here we are, June 6th. Last year, it was a month later. It was mid-July. July 19th, Ian Rappaport reported that Jimmy Garoppolo will be cleared by mid-August. This year, it's about, you know, whatever day Mayoko said it, June 4th, that... Brock Purdy's on track to be cleared mid-August. So here we are with a summertime QB reportedly going to be on track to be cleared by mid-August. The day after Rap Sheet reported Jimmy's going to be cleared, Schefter reported Jimmy has been granted permission to seek a trade.
Don Yee
making moves. A couple weeks went by, and Rap Sheet reported in early August there is no trade partner. 21 days later, on August 29th, the Niners restructured Jimmy Garoppolo's contract so they could keep him on the team, which at the time we debated. Does this mean they don't believe in Trey, or is it just an easy thing to do? You never know.
Was an insane day when that story broke. Insane that was day. Nuts. That was nuts.
2.5 weeks later.
Did not see that one coming. No.
Fast forward 2.5 weeks. And we were already kind of debating, does Trey have to win to keep his job? And fast forward 2.5 weeks, and Trey Lance is on a surgery table getting his ankle fixed. So it happened very quickly. But I think the part that is instructive now is the quarterback that's going to be cleared by mid-August. Once it became clear that Jimmy was going to get cleared, the wheels just started turning on what's the next move. At the time, the move was, let's take trade offers for him. And there were no good trade offers, and so it was, we'll keep him. In his case, they needed to restructure his contract. Obviously, Trey's contract is fine the way it is right now. But I do wonder if we have just witnessed the beginning of the ball moving in the direction of, if Trey Lance eventually views himself internally as not the backup to Brock Purdy, but the backup to the backup to the regional manager, Sam Darnold, then do we reach a point in September or early August when his representation is seeking a trade?
Well, if Trey Lance was like Jimmy Garoppolo, it'd be heading toward, if you want to stay on this team, you got to make like $1 million, right? Obviously, when you're on the rookie contract, the signing bonus, his contract's set for the next 2 years. Now, the fifth-year option is, whether it's the 49ers or everyone else, I think if we were all betting men or women, you would bet against his fifth, like Trey Lance's fifth-year option, Team X, not getting picked up, correct? On the route that it's correct. On.
Correct. The scenario, I think, is either he plays for the Niners suddenly and plays well, or he gets traded before this is the scenario you brought up several months ago. He gets traded in October around the deadline, plays well, and then gets an option picked up.
I would say this. Tom Condon, who is... you know, one of the top probably five agents in the history of sports, right up there with Boris, Rosenhaus, David Falk, right?
McGuire.
Mark?
Jerry.
Jerry. is, you know, I would say semi-retired. His son, I think Patrick Collins, runs this kind of the operation now. They had McGlinchey as well last year. I mean, they have a lot of really famous high-end players. Forever, they had a ton of quarterbacks. And Trey Lance is one of their clients. Not really their MO to kind of like, I would say historically, Drew Rosenhaus has been unafraid to get in the weeds, right? Don Yee never really did because he didn't have to with Tom. But I'd say with the Jimmy situation, they started getting, flexing their muscles might be strong, but just, you know, you saw last year, the last couple years, like with Derek Carr, you get to a point where there's like a line of delineation, right? And I think this happens a lot in sports with younger players or older players where it's like, we either got to hang a left or hang a right for my own client. Like, we got to be selfish about this. And this was my thing last year, like, let Jimmy go. And the 49ers just wouldn't. Like, do the 49ers, if Trey, because he has not shown at all an inclination to be or inclined to ruffle feathers, and he doesn't have any equity too, are they just more likely to just roll with all three of them? Or if they could just get rid of them, right, and even do a trade for like a seventh round pick? Because the moment he doesn't win the backup job, his value is zero, right? Even if it was like seventh round pick, that if he becomes a really good starter, conditionally could bop up to like a third or something, but it would be some crazy conditions. We eat half the money just so eventually, like, you also take on next year, right, his fourth year, and it's your choice on the fifth year option, to me feels the most likely if they are to trade him. Because to me, his trade value, once he's a third round, for his money, like, he does make something, right? He's not like a $2 million player. It's like $9 and $10 million. And if you trade for that, you then are on the hook for the following year, even if you decline the fifth-year option, which, again, is not nothing. Like, think about this. How many $10 million players do the 49ers have? And I'm not talking like their cap hit. I'm just saying overall. Not as many as you think once you start rolling through.
Well, didn't we look the other day and Trey was... Or where was he in the contract?
Yeah, remember, we looked at the cap hit, but if you just think out loud, like, what Bosa's about to be, Fred Warner, Kittle, Trent, Debo, like, it's not like some 13 players. It's probably closer to 8, right? Hargrave. It's not as long as you would think. So his cap hit, which, because of the signing bonus when you're drafted that high, and ultimately his salary is relatively high. So to me, it makes him somewhat untradeable. So I hear what you're saying, but
But how do you acquire, what I'm saying is, let's just use what the Niners have done before.
And I'm not saying they wouldn't let him, you know, sniff around.
Does he have a market? They would.
Does he have a market?
They would let him sniff around. And here's what they would know, just like they knew with Jimmy. We already did the sniffing. We know the market already. Right?
Didn't they kind of do that in the draft, though? When it was like, we're not open for business, but people are calling us. Like, 100%. Bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just like with Garoppolo. Garoppolo says, I want permission. Like, okay, well, we already know, but you don't believe us, so go ahead. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't believe them either. You know, hey, I demand a trade. Well, we didn't get anything better than a 6 for you. Bullshit, you didn't. I'm going to go find out. Okay, you guys were right. You didn't get anything more than a 6 for me. But I'm with you. They already know what Trey's market is. Now, markets, what they were counting on was, remember, we talked about this a lot. People who watched the show or listened to the show last year will remember there was a lot of, are they just waiting around for somebody else's starting quarterback to get hurt and then they can trade Garoppolo to them? And the answer was, yeah, that's what they were waiting for. And then it didn't happen and he kind of fell in their lap at a cheap price. So I think we use the Garoppolo situation and we just fucking take the thing from then to now. We go, it's the same thing. They're going to take it the same way.
But
Does somebody offer him a good pick? No, they keep him. Does somebody offer him a good pick? Yes, he gets traded.
Jimmy was tradable if healthy last year, right? Because he had proven to be a starting quarterback.
Yep.
And remember, I think, was it the Commanders that before they traded for Wentz were very interested, but he was like the salary, or not the salary cap, but the physical. It was like, he can't pass it. They're like, well, we can't risk it. And then they went Carson Wentz and it was a disaster. But he was 100% tradable. Where I think Trey currently is not tradable for the same thing. Like, you'd be trading, take a flyer that he might be your starter. You might not beat your guy out. Who knows? Or at least Jimmy, you knew. Now, he had the variable, which ironically he still has, where he's just always hurt. Which, sneaky Trey has kind of battled some injuries as well. Right? It'd be one thing. It's like, you know, the guy struggled. You know, if you just took a flyer on Zach Wilson, who actually is been hurt too. But isn't it pretty crazy that you look back on that draft, those views like this loaded quarterback draft. Trevor Lawrence, star. You know, he's got a chance to, you know, within this year or 2 years to be a top five quarterback. And Zach Wilson and Trey Lance they traded for Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson was never going to be their starter this year, whether Aaron Rodgers came or not, right? And it's pretty clear Trey Lance was named the backup while the other guy was injured. He hadn't even thrown the Nerf football yet. It's like, yeah, he's the backup. Well, he's no, actually not. He's competing to be the backup. That happened. That shit happened fast. The team,
and that nobody else really, you know, with a guy whose stock is pretty, like Darnold's stock, not at an all-time low. It's been lower, but it's pretty low, right? Now, the reason I would treat it, when I say treat it the same way, I mean, I would make somebody give me some, I would pay what they have to pay for Trey Lance to be on the team this year, because I think it's likely they end up on their third quarterback again this year. And I think
if that happens, it's they're a 30 for 30 level story. That's insane.
I know. I mean, and when I say likely, I don't mean I'm predicting it. I just mean, why would I be shocked if I saw the same thing just happen again that we just saw? And I definitely am not, you know, we differ on this. Like, I am no Sam Darnold truther. Like, the idea that Sam could beat him out and just stay ahead of him the whole year, or that if something happens to Brock, Sam would just take over and be the Brock Purdy of 2024. I don't buy that. So I would keep Trey around even if he is entering the season your third string quarterback. You okay?
Yeah, I just had some of my.
So I know you look like you're getting a headache, which you wouldn't be the only one. But here's the other thing. I'm not convinced that – I don't want to spend any – we talked about this last week. Long way to go on Brandon Allen, but – you know, that's the other part of this, right? What do they think of Trey? Do they think they've got another third quarterback they could put behind Darnold if Darnold is their backup? Maybe, but you trading Trey Lance for a seventh to do that?
I do think there is a moment on the 10th and the 11th that if Jimmy's health is still a major concern, that the Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo, that when they joint practice, could be an intriguing moment. That hell, maybe that it'd be worth it for them to give like a fourth just for a year flyer, if Jimmy, because they have no other options, like none, right? I mean none. So
yeah, the guy they had backup left last year.
Left doesn't make any sense for like. Could you see Josh McDaniels like Carson Wentz? Like to me, it makes more sense to take a flyer young guy. Now the problem is they do have some ready-made veterans that are like. You can win with, right? Like Devontae wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty. I don't know if Josh really have the ability to develop a quarterback. I mean, does he have the leash to develop a quarterback? I would guess no.
Well, there's the Knights headed towards Stanley Cup. The Aces guy
not only headed toward, they score like four goals a game,
setting records right now in the WNBA. No one's sniffing them. They look pregnancy controversies under the table payments. They are unfazed. Mark Davis is going to be back-to-back WNBA champs, it looks like. So the Raiders are just, you know, it's a hockey town. It's a WNBA town. You can't – in all seriousness, can the Raiders just in general afford to just be some irrelevant five-win team again? Like they eventually in this new market, you can't just suck in a bright lights place. So at least Trey Lance gives you a lot of intrigue. That if they were to trade for Trey Lance because Jimmy was hurt – I would be much more intrigued by the Raiders.
You know what? You just made a great point. Would Mark Davis step in if Trey Lance practices well in Vegas in front of the Raiders and say, I want that guy? I would not put it past him. Not saying that's going to happen, but there are two types of owners. Ones that will step in and say, you should do this, and ones that won't. And Mark definitely would step in and say, I want this to happen.
People think we're fucking around. Kind of are a little bit in terms of with Mark. But one thing that is a fact that I don't really read about other owners, he meets with Josh at the end of the games. Not like the next day in the office at like 10 o'clock over a bagel. Like they meet in the office when the game ends. If you told us that Jed was doing that every game with Kyle, we would be fucking pretty critical. And every people listening would be like, what is this clown show? Now, part of it is the Raiders are so dysfunctional. It doesn't even feel that weird. But he meets with these coaches. The head coach, like, he understands, like, the coverage breakdown. You know, I mean, what that is literally happening right now. I mean, that's I would say that's on the high end of meddling currently in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's crazy.
Because regardless what sport you're in, whether it's Eric Spoelstra after game, whether it's Bochy who's just kicking ass, usually when the game ends, the coach, the manager, whoever, like, are you in a clear-headed mind with what's going on? And he just has to kind of answer to the guy? Like, it's
not exactly answering to Al or John Elway.
Not even answering, but I'm just saying to, like, have some serious conversation.
You know, Aikman said during the game that he wouldn't have gone, he would have thrown the ball on 3rd-and-3, Josh. But stuff like that.
But Mark's not even listening.
He's not? He should.
We're just sitting there watching it.
When I used to do A's postgame, I listened to the broadcast every time, John. You get so much great insight. I think Mark should do the same.
That's true.
DM on the stream says, Vic Tafer said the Raiders rookie QB looks good in practice. Yeah, they gave Aiden O'Connell number 4. What was the thing you sent me the other day?
Aiden O'Connell looks like he is playing Derek Carr in a Devontae Adams biopic. He does.
It was a really good picture.
He does.
My sister went and saw the new LeBron. Am I blurry? Yeah. My sister went and saw the new LeBron biopic. And I guess the young LeBron is played by
AI. Like,
No, by a guy who's like going to Oregon. He's like one of the top, he's like a McDonald's All-American, like a current high school basketball star who's about to go to college, played LeBron in the movie.
It really pissed me off, and I don't even know why, not that I care that much about this NBA Finals, that Clutch leaked out. I like, you know, Shams good at his job, but he is represented by Clutch, that Kyrie Irving is reaching out to LeBron about coming to Dallas in the middle of the NBA Finals. Like, that is the ultimate. Our egos are so big, we can't handle being just no one giving a shit about anything we're doing. It's like, can the NBA Finals just happen? Even Adam Silver's
The NBA Finals opens itself up to this when they put 4 days between games, though.
True, but even Adam Silver's like, listen, I might be one of the biggest puss bags in the history of commissioners, and I've Ja Morant, the first time around, he went to a 2-day rehab. It was a complete mockery of the whole situation. But I'm going to fucking come down with a hammer this time around. But I am not going to give the suspension until after the NBA Finals because I don't want to take away from the competition.
Right.
It's like, but LeBron's like, nope. Kyrie, we have no picks. We have nothing to give, but we're going to make this happen. Does Kyrie even get to dictate the Dallas Mavericks? I mean, what are we
doing? I mean, he's been there for like 3 months. Why not?
That is the ultimate. But he's a free agent.
Crazy.
That pissed me off.
What was the one, remember A-Rod? What did A-Rod leak during the World Series that got everybody mad? Was it a contract with like the Red Sox that never happened, or was that a different thing?
Another guy that pissed me off, he went on a media tour yesterday. He's acting like he's got this early onset gum disease, and he pushed a drug that he's an investor in.
His gums are receding?
It made me question whether he actually has the gum disease, and he is just an investor in trying to sell this. And it just, I don't trust anything the guy does.
I love those stories. Like, I was sitting in the dentist chair, and I thought, I have to find a cure for those like me. What gum disease? A-Rod has gum. I mean, he didn't get gum disease from chewing tobacco. It can happen to anybody. Early stage gum disease with a photo of him doing this. Maybe I should get. Maybe, yeah.
I saw like one of his ex-teammates yesterday was like, who was it? It wasn't like a super famous guy, but it was a baseball player that if, you know, you follow the last 20 years, you know the name. Was like, A-Rod will die a lonely man. He's like,
oh my God,
this guy just hated him.
Was it Burns?
No, it was.
A-Rod will die a lonely man.
I don't know if he said die, but like his well, he's just a very, maybe it was just like he's a very lonely. The older he gets, he'll just be lone. You know, just kind of like the guy is just a complete fraud, dick. Everyone hates him.
Oh my God. Yeah, look, I got to figure out who said that. Asaf said, get a second opinion on those cavities. Tough economy for dentists, too. I did. I got a second opinion and a third opinion. I sent them to my dad, and unfortunately, all confirmed. So
that's the thing. You know, he has
gingivitis.
You go to
Doug Minkiewicz.
That's who, yeah, that is who it is. If you, I would say this, and no shade of the dentist, a lot of respect for them. They've done, I bought some teeth, and Dr. Sued, Walnut Creek, great job. I don't think you could pay me to get a second opinion. You know, you can just send pictures to your dad, but yeah, like to actually go to a seat to get a second opinion, That seems like, just whatever it costs, you know, whatever my insurance doesn't cover, I'll just
go. Asaf is on the right track, though. According to my dental sources, there are definitely people who go to the, they do cavities when they don't need to, fillings when they don't need to. But as I said,
you're going to have to get numbed in your mouth today.
Yeah, I'm getting shots.
Your whole mouth about
shots. Hopefully I'm recovered by tomorrow in time. So, yeah. Apparently, while we've been talking, Deebo Samuel told everybody he was terrible last year. He looked sluggish when he watched the tape with Kyle.
I could see Kyle, you know, a little off season. You know, he's seen Deebo for what, a total of 6 days since the season ended. You know, brought him into his office, had some, you know, some cut ups that he had one of the quality control guys, like, this is where you could this. It's like Draymond. I saw after one of the playoff games, Chris DeMarco brought Draymond into like his office and was like, I don't even recognize this guy. And Draymond was like, Chris, you're right. You know, it's one of those. Now, Draymond, you know, I would say consistently over his career has answered the bell like Deebo. They are paying him a shitload of money, right, to be really good. Like A.J. Brown, shitload of money. Could he have been any better last year?
No. I don't think so.
Say this for DK. Does feel like DK just is just kind of does what he does. No one ever questions he's in shape, ready to roll. It's like, yes, Deebo Braxton Hart.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends, and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement.
That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look. I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I thought he looked like he was in good shape the other day. I told you that last week when I saw him.
He's been training again, just Instagram stalking. Feels like he's been consistently training this offseason with the boys at this training facility with a bunch of guys that are skinnier than him.
Natural coming off one of the greatest individual NFL seasons ever, right? The year before, maybe to have a little step back, normalize a little bit. So,
I do think the separation in this conference, guy. I was thinking about today crossing the street. It's just, these are the things that cross my mind.
Mm-hmm. Crosswalk, cross the street.
Well, I was just crossing the street and it just hit me like the NFC stinks. I mean, it's really, really bad. Because one of the best teams coming into the season, a team that a lot of people are going to pick probably to make a wild card, will be Seattle. The Niners fucking throttled them two of the three times. And one of them, they had a major injury in the middle of the game and won the game, whatever. Jimmy's 27-7 or whatever. Playoff game, I know it was close at half, but they destroyed him in the second half of that game. That they are banking on Geno Smith throwing another 30 touchdowns. And in fairness, like, I think Seattle will probably win 9 games. But if that's one of your better teams in the conference, that's, for example, like the Jags, who are probably on paper the 5th best team in the AFC. My God. Who would you rather play in a playoff game? Trevor Lawrence or Geno Smith in Seattle? So it's just
close.
The NFC, the Giants, like, they were the 6th seed last year. Kayvon Thibodeau, like, is he just a 12 sack guy now? Or is it just still a lot of hype? You know, we'll see. Because they are, if they're going to be a really good team, like, okay, does he take a step and he's like a Pro Bowler? Because they're going to depend on guys like that to be really good. And I mean, these are two of the better teams in the conference.
Right? Well, is Daniel Jones going to get better? Is Daniel Jones even going to stay the same?
Yeah, I just think the 49ers...
Minnesota already has... Everyone already knows Minnesota's in their final year with their quarterback.
They're about to cut one of their best players.
They won 13 games last year. Who are they about to cut?
Dalvin Cook. So, like, to me, the 49ers have two teams that, and one, they never shut up about, and rightfully so, the Eagles. But I put the Cowboys there, too, just because the way they play and their physicality. Like, it's a three-team conference. And the 49ers get lucky because those two teams play each other twice, and only, you know, it's not like the Cowboys and Eagles can each win a division. So it's like, you know, they could be ahead of you, right, in the playoff rankings. If you win the division, you will get to host one of those two teams. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As in last year.
Right.
Right? So it's like, and the Niners get to control their own destiny in terms of you get to play those two teams this year, so... And I think Kyle talked about it last year is like, you know, one of the reasons that they didn't have home field advantage because they fucked up early in the season. Because the Eagles leaked some oil late in the year, right, when Jalen missed games and they lost a couple. But not that it would have mattered if Purdy would have got hurt at home or on the road, right? If they were their quarterback situation, they would have lost no matter where they were playing.
Jeep says, you think the Jags are the 5th best team in the AFC? Joe says, the Jags are definitely not the 5th best team in the AFC. I mean,
well, list the top three are clear, right?
Right, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Kansas City.
And then
it's the Chargers and the Ravens, or in the Jags. That's the group.
Okay, I think that a lot of people, the Chargers roster in theory is better than the Jags. The Jags literally beat them last year in the playoffs. Like, they played in a playoff game and the Chargers won. Or excuse me, the Chargers lost. And here's the other thing. If would the Chargers right now trade their coach for Doug Peterson? Like, who has the coaching advantage of the two teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think they would, yeah. Doug would cost more, but yes.
The Steelers could be good, but I mean, we'll see.
Well, any of the teams that didn't make the playoff in the AFC, so the Steelers, the Patriots, the Jets, the Titans, these teams don't definitely have franchise quarterbacks, so I can't put them ahead of any of these teams in the AFC that have defenses and have franchise quarterbacks. Even Miami, like Miami got off to an incredible, but is Miami, can I say Miami
got a
right
quarterback
now?
Had 17 concussions last year in the season.
So I could see, you could argue Baltimore just given a full season of Lamar, but you know, they won 9 games. Jacksonville, the Chargers and the Ravens each won 10. Jacksonville was plus 54 point differential. Chargers were plus 7 last year point differential. Baltimore was plus 35. I mean, you know, they maybe you could definitely argue Jacksonville's not 4th, but you can't argue that they're definitely not 5th. You just can't argue they're definitely not.
Well, you know, the other trump card?
You said 5th. I mean, they might be 4th.
Jacksonville is going to win the division, so they're going to get a home game. Baltimore, right, more than likely be a wild card if Cincinnati wins the division. Like, all these teams would potentially have to play Jacksonville. Let's just put them in the 4th seed, right? Let's go Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, in whatever order. 1, 2, 3. Okay, Jacksonville's 4. Who's your wild card team? They go to Jacksonville. And you got to give Jacksonville fans some credit. That fucking place was rocking on... remember that playoff game at night?
Yeah.
Against Chargers?
Yeah.
What was it's not an easy place to play.
At halftime?
I think it was 28-0 or something.
Jags playing a horrible division. Stop the cap. No cap.
I want the Chargers to be good, but what's the likelihood that it just goes well for them? It never does. Ever.
I do think you could make that case for the Jags if that's just the logic, though.
But they're going to win their division because their division is so shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. Tennessee's no better. Indy's no better.
Houston's
no better. So, but the question was not, are they going to win the division? The question is, are they going to be a top five team in the AFC? They could easily be sixth or seventh. They could, right? Baltimore could easily be better. The Chargers could.
You can be a better team as like the Cowboys, a wild card, better than the Giants, better than all the teams above them, right? The Cowboys were better in Minnesota.
Tampa.
The Cowboys were better in Tampa. So just because you don't win the division doesn't mean you're not good. But the Jags, I saw them play last year when their quarterback threw four picks in the first half and they won the game.
Which they were the team that threw, they were that team also.
But then Trevor Lawrence was incredible. That's the other thing. They have a quarterback. Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Lamar Jackson?
I mean, Lamar gets hurt a lot. I mean,
I would take Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or anyone in Miami? You know, it's just, you could say Aaron Rodgers in a vacuum, but like, I think the Jets are going to be good, but would you bet $1,000 on it? Like, I'm not that confident. You could convince me the Jets go 8-9 and everyone gets fired and Aaron just retires.
Yeah.
That's on the table.
Or he just leaves and goes and plays for, something happens to Stafford, he's a Ram all of a sudden or something random. The Seahawks.
So you could see him having one of those like end of the career Favre, where he finishes three teams in like 4 years.
Yeah, the Favre, basically. Just does the Favre. The Jerry Rice, you know?
They also could just be good.
Update. 49er kicker update from Matt Maiocco. Zane Gonzalez made from 33 and 38 twice and 43. Jake Moody made from 33 and 43 three times, but he missed wide left from 38. His second make from 43 was an ugly line drive that somehow did not get blocked. All right. Good update. Last week when I saw him kick, they had a big tailwind. Today there was a little weather, as we like to say. I don't know how rainy it was during the kicking period. I think it probably died down a little bit, but I'll keep an eye on that, John.
Raining in Santa Clara right now in the middle of June?
Out of nowhere. It was sunny yesterday. It was beautiful. Just a little rain. Out of nowhere. So
I'm pretty confident Jake Moody's going to win the kicker job. How about you?
Yeah, I just think this is, how do the Niners operate? And maybe, I don't think you said this earlier when we were talking about Trey. We can do this. We don't have to get into it now. But, they like to build up the trade market on guys. And so maybe that's what's happening. That's the Zane Gonzalez move here. Trade Zane for a third. You know, Niners looking for a third for Zane Gonzalez.
Are you saying that Matt Maiocco is like David Faraday with LIV Golf, just a paid actor?
I'm not saying that. He's just tweeting the facts.
Yeah. In fairness, Matt is no dummy. It behooves him if the 49ers are better. So the more value they can get out of guys, because the better the team is, important his job is.
I see. That Maiocco is a smart. shadow general manager of the 49ers?
Not crazy, you know?
Maiocco, Adam Peters, have they ever been seen in the same place?
I saw a clip yesterday of Greg Papa. KNBR tweeted, they're trying to like do live streaming of like guys sitting at their houses. It's just very bizarre. But I'm pretty sure Papa had a rally cap on with the Giants hat on inside out. Did you see that clip?
No, I did not.
He had a fucking rally cap on.
I did not see that, John.
Yeah, just surf the internet later today and see if you can find him in a rally cap.
Armando asks, has Robbie Gould signed with anybody?
He's playing the 9 best courses in Chicago last time
still,
I checked.
Still on that?
Yeah. I think it's like one a week.
I've had Golf Channel on all morning. I've got like a live camera. It's like shaky outside of the Canadian Open. I don't know if there's going to be a big press conference. Is Rory playing in this thing? I assume everyone wants to talk to Rory.
He's a defending champ.
So everyone wants to talk to Rory. No word yet, John, that I've seen at least. Have you heard any theories? Did Sobel give you a theory on what the PGA Tour plus LIV Golf is going to be? Because if you fast forwarded 5 years and just said, eh, it's the PGA Tour with investment from the Saudis, I would believe you.
I don't think anyone knows. I think that the LIV is dead, right? I think their press release
to the CW. What happens to the CW television rights?
I think that they tweeted out that this year is just normal, so they're just going to keep the events, and then it ends. I do think we learned a life lesson, though, is that everyone that got shit on for taking the money, and a lot of guys turned it down. Well, those guys are now just all on the same tour again, and they're just exponentially richer because they just took the money and got like a year and a half off, right?
Right.
And just played these tournaments that just do not matter. Got flown around, remember last year on that crazy-ass jet with the parties. And you didn't have to play well if you were on the right team. You were getting an extra $750,000 bonuses. Pat Perez, I think his team won like five times last year, got $750,000 even though he was finishing like bottom five. Bryson.
He got, is that all he got, or he got millions in addition to that?
Well, yeah, I don't think his side. Yeah, he got $10 million or whatever. Now he gets to just kind of slide back in.
Come back. You know who I've missed?
Some people tweeted at me wondering if like the straw that broke the camel's back was once Koepka won. It was like we can't. But I don't know.
See, I don't buy that because I don't think it's like either. Yeah, you can. I have not watched. Here's the thing: Koepka doesn't play in the RBC. Heritage. Koepka doesn't play at Muirfield, and like if he does, he doesn't play well. He doesn't care, right?
No, yeah.
So nothing changed for the and
he's got eight wins and five of them are majors in his career.
I don't know about you. The other day, now maybe the ratings don't reflect this. Like I haven't watched golf and thought like, God, this I really miss Dustin Johnson because I see enough of Dustin. He plays in all the majors. Like I see plenty of Dustin. Denny McCarthy, Victor Hovland, somehow. Somehow 10 of the best golfers leave the thing and Victor still is just like always a top five guy. Glad to see him win the other day. And then caddy for his buddy at the US Open qualifying. Incredible. But that was incredible drama the other day. These guys playing. So I don't know. I didn't think they were missing. I do not buy that they saw Brooks win and that ruined things for them. But my guess is they just got somebody just offered to invest a shit ton of money, more money than we can imagine.
Well, do you think there's a chance? I mean, in the next couple of years, we see like the Players Championship is for like $17 million to the winner.
Yeah. I wonder if the pots are just about to get humongous.
I think they are going to get fucking massive. So it's like five of the top, you know, non-major tournaments is the purse $60 million and the winner gets.
Well, like the
nine.
Purse this weekend was like 13, I think, right? Jack's.
It was 20. And the winner got 3.6, which historically is the highest you could, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Danny McCarthy lost $1.5 million losing that playoff.
How about the other guy that missed two putts with his new, the baby was born yesterday. It was on the 18th green. The hell was that?
Did you see Jack? I guess I didn't see it live, but when Rory was walking off, Jack dropped a "We need to talk."
No, I did not see
and
that.
And the cameras got it.
No, I saw McCarthy or the other guy's caddy like give Jack a handshake. And did you see this? He must have like, yeah, like hurt Jack, but he thought Jack was joking. He looked back and like laughed and. But like he clearly like stepped on his toe or hurt his wrist or something.
Yeah, that was, you know, It's a hard pivot when, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour last year, said how anyone, like, we'll basically end up on the right side of history.
I mean,
I knew people that died in 9/11, and he was sitting shoulder to shoulder with, I think a lot of people consider this guy the right-hand man to, I always get SBF and SMB. Whoever the head is of the Saudis, SBF, I think, is the crypto guy. Mm. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I think it's
I can't help you, but I know exactly.
SBM.
Also confused.
This guy's like his number two, right? This guy controls the money. And rumors have always had it. Loves golf. Like, this was his idea.
Well,
right?
They played together. Wasn't that part of it? Like, they recently played together and hammered this out.
It's a hard... Do you just go full... Do you go full politician, just pretend you didn't say anything and just move on?
The problem is the footage is, like, you didn't... It's an
he said it to fucking Jim Nance at like some major tournament.
It's an all-timer because you're not just saying we will never work with them. 9/11 is what you're talking about. You're talking about 9/11. I mean,
there were some rumors that, and I remember when I forwarded you this, when it was going on the internet, when it first happened, that their trophy looked like...
That's right.
The
towers? What was
it? Yeah, kind of the, you know, after the towers, like the following days, how it was like burned metal.
That's right, yeah.
Which clearly, I would say, didn't feel like it got that much traction. I wonder if that comes back to the forefront.
Does Jay survive this one?
Well, yeah, he was named CEO. These people are funding it.
They named CEO. They pay for him. They did the deal. The deal falls apart. Yeah, incredible.
Here's what I know. At a much, much smaller scale, you and I were part of something going all in to someone in a weird way. We were paying them, but they somehow had juice, and it backfired. There have been several people with the Golf Channel. I mean, Brandel Chambly is the Golf Channel's Troy Aikman. He's the Golf Channel's Stephen A. I mean, he is there. He has been, I wouldn't say like over the top. He's put all of his chips in the middle of the table now for 12 months. And even this morning, he was crushing them.
He was on for, it looked to me like 20 straight minutes, just looking in the camera.
I don't see, and I think he is one of the best in the business. I think he's the ultimate combination of knowledge, strong opinions. I'm not talking about the Saudi stuff. I'm just talking about like breaking down golf.
Yep, I agree.
He's really good.
He's not afraid to offend the players.
No, he did play on the PGA Tour, so it's not just some random, you know, talker. I think he's in major trouble because I don't exactly know the structure of like the Golf Channel funding, but clearly they're all in bed together.
Well, there was a lot of like, well, isn't this wonderful that everyone can work together? I caught a lot of that today.
You know, I think not Randy Lerner, Todd Lewis, you know, who's just one of the main interviewers at all these tournaments. Yeah. Even he was like,
Rich,
you know, maybe
Rich Lerner is the name you're looking for.
Yeah, he's like, everything's streamlined now. Like he's already done your classic kind of media pivot. You know, it's like, you know, listen, Pfizer has our best interest at heart. It's like we watch the CBS. It's just an easy, but some guys, and I respect this, will not pivot. And I do not see Brandel Chambly going Jay Monahan and pretend.
How could he?
Well, he hasn't. Eamon Lynch, who is like their main writer, wrote an article that the sport of golf sold out to tyranny or something, you know, to murderers. Yeah, I mean, he quadrupled down this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to cost these guys will all get fired.
Right.
I think they have to kind of know that, but you're right. Like, you've gone that, like, you can't grab your chips and take them back, right, once a couple cards are already on the table.
What's wrong?
Unless you're Jay. He did that. Jay did that.
He took his chips. Well, Jay did it. Yes. Jay was about to lose. I don't even know what he was going to lose.
Year from now, is Brandel Chambly on the Golf Channel?
No. Maybe not. I hadn't thought about it today, but.
Which like, I'm not rude for that. I like
go,
them.
No, I'm with you. They tend to go kind of state media, you know? Like the NFL would love to never be covered by anybody other than the people they employ. Anybody would. Everyone would love that. We only get covered by the people we employ. It's a dream.
You think the Saudis, it crossed my mind today, you think they ever get a piece of NFL stuff or they have so much money they can keep them out? Because they ideally wouldn't want to do that. But like,
isn't the point of being in the NFL club that you don't have to take anybody's money that you don't want to take? Although they do things for sponsorship dollars. Of course they do.
Couldn't they just make an offer? What if they offered $15 billion for a team or something?
Yeah, I mean that's clearly what's happening, right? They offered them to get these guys to change their minds. They had to offer an amount of money that was just. Outright 50 or 80 billion with a B or more. I don't know.
Bro, I saw a headline. I hadn't heard of the soccer player, but like one of the Saudi teams just bought a soccer player. I think it was 3 years, like over 650 million.
Well, I thought they had, wasn't Messi playing for them briefly? And well, like his team was like, he disappeared. Where'd he go? I thought it was Messi. PSG maybe was his squad.
Well, they gave him like $500 million. This guy got like $200 million a year.
Got it.
This is a separate guy. Not a Messi, not a Ronaldo. But you just get to the point where you just start offering these checks where it's like, what? I mean, Hideki did turn down $500 million and was flying Spirit Airlines.
Why is he flying Spirit Airlines?
I thought Andy North said a couple when he won the Masters that he thought he'd be worth $1 billion. Which, even if he's not worth $1 billion now, Wouldn't you say the money that's flowing from Japan for Hideki Matsuyama is more than enough to fly, he never having to fly on a commercial airline
I would
again.
Think somebody would just fly him. But he doesn't pay anything. You know?
Because a lot of people respond, I tweeted something out, and people are like, look at his career earnings, they're $35 million. What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, he is easily one of the biggest stars in Japan. He won the Masters like 2 years ago. Even without that, he was worth millions of dollars. Flying Spirit Airlines is insane for him.
You could fly Emirates and still not fly private.
What,
right?
Guy,
you could fly. There are several other airlines that don't charge you per bag.
I believe this to my core. Hideki has a disease. And it's a disease. We're all shaped by money when we're young. But once you get a level of wealth, you either can break out of that cycle or not. Like, I understand being cheap or frugal when you don't have a lot of money. Like, or even just the overwhelming majority of society has to think twice about money.
They say income there is not a direct correlation between income and tipping. That, in fact, it's often people with a lower income tip better.
This gets back to my point. It is wired into our brain. Hideki, whether he has $200 million in the bank or whether he had $2 in the bank, I think he might just be wired a certain way with money because money's not an issue for one of the biggest stars in a fucking country that is, they love sports in Japan, right? Baseball, golf, like it's a really, really big deal. What's it like? God, how much is, what's his name worth with the Angels, right? It's like, God, I can't even imagine, regardless of his salary, like what he could make on sponsorship dollars. Hideki's the same thing. Like, I think if you just went to Japan, who are like their most famous athletes, it would be, what the fuck's the guy's name with the Angels?
Ohtani?
Yeah, it's like Ohtani and Hideki, if you just went around Japan.
Yeah, Ichiro.
I'm saying that it's like currently playing, right?
Yeah.
Like people, if you're just a kid, like who you root for is your like athletic stars.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think those companies invest in those guys, sponsor them? Of course.
You would think there's a plane somewhere that he could fly on.
It's a disease, man. It's a disease.
I heard, I agree with you. I heard Sebastian Maniscalco, you know, the comedian.
Oh.
Really funny.
You listen to his Conan?
Yeah. Did you listen to it?
Oh, it's incredible. I was peeing my pants in the gym. Like,
so this is the same. This is exactly what he was talking about. He said, you know, his dad grew up very poor. His dad still works as a hairdresser and is an Italian immigrant. You know, everything was supposed to be miserable. It's supposed to be miserable. And he says he can't. He has trouble enjoying his winnings, like his success, not his winnings. He has trouble enjoying his success because of the way he was raised, even though he has no problem. He's got all the money. He's got plenty of money, but he can't stop. He can't turn that off. It's just.
I do think there's a difference, though, of not like I struggle with it. Like I don't get excited at that many things and being too frugal to do things like this is stupid. Like just fucking pay the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they probably have some correlation.
You know what I've started doing a little bit more of? I'm with you because I'm the same. I've spread my wings a little on the pay a little extra for faster shipping.
Give me an example.
Well, like it'll take, you know, you order it today, Tuesday. It'll be here next Wednesday. It'll be like, you know, 8 or 9 days. Or for $15, it'll be here Friday. You know, I'm like
give me something you would order that you would need fast.
It's not so much about need fast. It's about if I wanted it in 3 days instead of a week, what would my time to go to the store be worth to go get it? And where would I have to drive and, you know, whatever. So now it doesn't always pencil. Like sometimes like $25 for 3 day shipping, but sometimes it's like 12 and you get it 4 or 5 days. I ordered a pair of golf shoes for an extra, I think it was $12. I can get 3 day shipping, which is a good deal on 3 day shipping, as opposed to wait for a week or whatever the number is. I'm like, well, I kind of want them now. I might go, you know, I might go play some golf.
Agreed there.
If I want to drive, if I'm going to drive to like the PGA Superstore, it's like 45, 30 minute, whatever it is, like, just get it here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying pay $30 for overnight shipping, but that's one where I've just kind of, I would never have done that 2 years ago. But then you do it a couple times, like,
yeah,
I want to move on with my life. I want to check that to-do thing off the box and move on with my life, you know. And
might be on to something.
I can't sleep without those new golf shoes. So
what kind of shoes?
I got the Echoes with the they're on sale, like Memorial Day sale. Echoes with the, what's it called, the little button on them.
How do they feel?
I haven't got them yet.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? Like the quick lace or whatever that thing is?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Are they soft spikes or do they have actual spikes?
Yeah, soft spikes.
I think I'm pretty sure I owned a pair once. They were fantastic golf shoes.
I tried to explain to Alyssa. She's like, why do you need that thing? Like, you know, whatever, what do you call that button? You know, like the quick lace or whatever it is, that lacing system that's just a button and it unlaces the shoe.
Yeah, mine didn't. I've never experienced that.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to, I hate sitting on the back of the car untying my shoes. I don't ever do it. I just kick them off and throw them in the trunk. And then later I have to undo the double knot. And I hate that.
I know.
So it's, you know, I'm going to save 20 seconds there.
That's another problem when you buy white shoes. Golf doesn't matter because you're going to scuff them up. But normal shoes, and you're used to doing that move, the push, you scuff them up.
Put them to the
so
wash
yesterday.
You're
telling me you press this button and it just unleashes the tie?
Yeah, but it's not laces. There, you've 100% seen it.
I've seen it. I never crossed my mind.
Yeah,
I hadn't owned a pair.
You push the button. You twist the button to tighten, and then you just push it to undo the laces. It pops open. Adidas has them. Like a lot of all these brands have it. It's like it's not proprietary to the brand. The thing itself is proprietary, and they got all the brands to use it.
I've often wondered what that thing was. It never makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it's. They have them. FootJoy uses it.
Did you see that chick Rose Stanford?
Zang?
Who people think she's like legitimately Tiger Woods of golf, of women's golf.
She broke Tiger. She won 80% of her college events. She broke Tiger's record.
She won 80% of the events
she
played in Stanford?
In 2 years. But she didn't play in every event because she missed stuff for like the Augusta Women's Championship and whatever.
Which she would also win, right?
She won. Yeah, she won that. She was the number one women's amateur for like, I don't even know, 150 weeks or something. Set a record for the most consecutive weeks as the amateur number one. She won the national championship back-to-back years. She won her LPGA debut this past weekend. Tiger tweeted at her, first LPGA player to win their debut since, I think, 1951 or 54 or something like that. Tiger, Maverick McNealy, and one other guy had the Stanford record for 11 career wins, and she broke it with 12 by winning the national championship.
She won back-to-back national championships?
Mm-hmm. She's a sophomore. Individual. Yeah, from Southern California.
Prediction?
She's going to win the U.S. Open next month at Pebble.
Yeah, that's...
Is that what people are saying?
I just think people think like she could win the rest of the majors. It's like she just started winning.
Well, she's still staying in school. She's going to graduate.
Because sometimes like the hype on these individuals in any sport feel like a little over the top. It feels like she just answers the bell Tiger style. Like every pro debut, win the tournament. I mean, is that a double fuck you to everybody? Not that people were rooting against her, but just because my first reaction is like, okay, the hype. Because I heard like she just can't miss. We hear that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially in golf or tennis, some of these individual sports, it is hard
Michelle
to back
Lee.
It up. Easier in golf, women's golf than men's golf. Like, it is really hard in men's golf. Like, even Colin Morikawa, right? Or Victor Hovland. They don't win every event, and they've been incredible hits.
Right.
Right. I mean, they are Hall of Fame players. She feels like she legitimately might be the female Tiger.
I think that's what people, I mean, like, yeah.
I saw a clip, a shot she hit was like, Jesus, it was sweet. Like fairway wood.
This year, Stanford played an event at Pebble Beach. She won it and set the course record at Pebble for a woman, 9 under 63.
I text someone who's a college golfer and who's been around her. And was like, what do you think if I just took her out to like TPC Scottsdale and took her from the tips, what would she shoot? And he was like, I think she could shoot like mid-70s. Because most of the high-level guys would say, listen, the big difference is the tees. And it's like they are, like she, you know, Annika played in a PGA Tour event, actually. And like I watched this thing on Golf Channel like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Colonial. She missed the cut by a couple shots, but like she could. Like she could hang. It's a small group of... It feels like this is one of the women, not that she would, I mean, Scottie Scheffler shot 20 under, you know, TPC Scottsdale, but like she could shoot close to par from men's tees at places. So like her advantage, you put her women's tees at Olympic Club, Pebble, wherever they're playing, she could fucking work people. Like, is she just going to eat Nelly's lunch?
Well, you have to be top 50 on the money list to like just be on the tour, to stay on the tour, like to play in all these events. Her plan was to like play in that event this last weekend and then like come back to Stanford and continue school. She is going to continue at Stanford until she graduates. But so top 50 keeps you on the tour, basically, on the money list. She's that win this weekend put her 14th on the money list.
I don't know how the LPGA works, but in PGA, if you win a tournament, you get your card.
And she got her. Yeah, that's what happened with her.
And you get 14th. I mean, she's set.
430,000.
Well, she will never not be on the LPGA tour the rest of her life, right? I mean, she was just.
Yeah. I mean, still she, is Annika still on tour?
No, she. I think she. No.
Yeah.
This chick's only 20.
Yeah. True sophomore. She's a college sophomore right now.
No one gets more of those stories than Stanford when it comes to like individual sports.
Well, did you see? So 12 amateur golfers qualified for the men's U.S. Open.
12 amateur. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Four of them are Stanford guys. That's insane.
It's pretty great.
Stanford has four players in the U.S. Open.
They qualified yesterday in the 36-hole thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Four of them.
Four.
They didn't even qualify for the match play in men's golf.
A big upset.
Michael Thor Zegenberger.
Thor Bjornsson.
How do you say his last name?
Thor Bjornsson.
Thor Bjornsson. I like that guy.
All right. On that note, we'll see what happens out at Niners practice on Wednesday. Tune in for that. Thanks for hanging, everybody. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.